The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Beloved souls, I am Peter, and I benefited from the gift of the Pentecost, that great showering of love from God into my soul and the souls of my brothers. As we gathered together in that room, secretly collecting ourselves together, wondering as to our fate and our future, in shock from what had transpired and how the powers that be had indeed sought to disperse us and to cut us down as they did our beloved master. Can you imagine our plight, our thoughts, our fears, our confusion in this particular circumstance? And as the Master taught us, we prayed. We sought guidance from God. We sought comfort from God. We sought reassurance that we would not perish from our world, but continue on in this great pursuit of God's love within our souls. But until we receive this great blessing of the Pentecost, our understanding of the depth and breadth of this truth was lacking. And at that time, that point in time, that moment of revelation, we were able to see our way through the fog of confusion and fear to a place of love and joy, of strength and perception as to the power of this great gift, the beauty of God's touch upon us all. Without this great gift that God gave to each one of us who gathered together, it would be unlikely that we would carry on the work of the Master, for our morale was so low and our minds so befuddled by the events that had been before this time of gathering, that we would have dispersed and gone about our usual material business with our heads down and our hearts broken. Instead, God lifted us up. Jesus came to us again in the flesh and spoke to us. We received many great blessings and revelations in these times. And yet it was that turning point, that pivotal experience of the Pentecost that sealed our fate and our desire to serve God and to bring truth to the world. And so for you, my beloved friends, have you come to that place where you are committed, where your fate is sealed and married to the will of God? This is what your souls desire. This is what is needed as much today as it was in my day. To have those individuals, those souls who are ready to commit to be a channel of love, of truth, to be a light in the world. Yes, we were dispersed after this experience, but in this traveling of different roads, we spread out in the land and the lands beyond our land, where we were guided and taught and gave of ourselves, expressing the truth of the Master, expressing God's will through us, His love around us. This was a magnificent journey for each soul, though often their fate became the same as the Master's, and yet we were driven by our souls. We were driven by a deep desire to step forward in light, to continue the work of the Master. That flame within our souls gave us the impetus and strength that we needed to put our lives on the line, as you would say, and be counted as one who walked the truth of God's love. There is much disruption and turmoil in your world at this time. Much confusion, many souls sleeping, bound in their sight, their vision, their understanding, their light, diminished by ignorance and error and apathy. Are you willing to stand up and be the one who stirs the sleeping souls, who assists God in this awakening of humanity? It is important for you to consider that when God gifts you of these blessings, when the angels come and uplift you and help you to understand the depth and breadth of this truth of love, that these things are given in hopes that not only you will be uplifted and reclaimed by God in love, but that you may also share this truth wherever you may go. It may be in silence, but in love. It may be in words, but in love. It may be in healing and comforting another with the flow of God's love all about you. There are many ways you may serve God, my friends. There are many opportunities which God will lay before you in service. Seek to serve. Ask God to open the way, open your vision to the possibilities of service. And they may be very simple indeed, humble, but powerful. And they may lead you in directions and experiences that you have not thought of or considered. But indeed, God will open the doors. He has a plan for each of you, beloved souls. He has a great plan for the salvation of mankind. May you be a part of this plan. And in your deep desire to be with God, may you too experience the great flames of the Pentecost within that will burn away all that is resistant and fearful and ignorant and lost in darkness. You will be reclaimed in love. And you are deeply loved by God. And we continue to accompany you upon your journeys in this great and vast world of humanity. May you know this and take comfort in this, that we are with you and God is with you, and we shall never leave. God bless you, my beautiful friend, Simon Peter, and I come to you to encourage, to inspire, that you may step forward in the great work of delivering the truth of love to mankind, to awaken them to God and all that comes with this awakening. God bless you, beloved souls. God bless you dearly. My love is with you. I am Peter. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.